Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in the City of Lights visiting with John Douch. He just won the fifth go-round of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. John, that's got to feel good.
I feel it's good. You know, I feel it, like everything was a little bit better tonight. I feel like my horses wasn't sharp, and I wasn't sharp the first few nights. But I feel like we figured it out last night, and we kept the momentum rolling until tonight.
How many times have you been here?
This is my fifth consecutive year.
Can you tell me something that you have learned in your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth year?
You know, just not getting ahead of yourself and just go rope like you rope all year long.
Yes, sir. It's a long road. People don't understand about this sport that the 2026 season started a month or so ago, and we're not even done with 25. It's a long road out there.
Yeah, you know, it's a long time. You know, you just got to, you know, take the bad with the bad and the good with the good, and, you know, never let the highs get so low and whatever else.
Tell me your story.
So, actually, I'm from Huntsville, Texas, and I grew up there, and I have an older brother that rope. I have a younger brother that actually won the college finals 2 years ago, and I've been roping with Joe Beaver since I was eighth grade.
Is that right? Now, Joe's special. I qualified for the bareback riding here the year he won it as a rookie in 1985, 40 years ago. And at the time, it was Joe Beaver and Roy Cooper, and they had a competition going on that was so exciting. Tell me what you've learned from Joe.
You know, the first year we went rodeo, you know, being out on the road, you know, we roping at home, we roping amateur rodeo calf, you know, calves taking a tie, and, you know, being out here in the Northwest and, you know, just going to all these rodeos, roping different calves. So, you know, just learning how to get by different calves.
Yes, sir. You've got to be a horseman, not just get on and ride. I mean, a bona fide horseman to train and keep them trained. Tell us about your experience there and what assets do you have in that capacity?
Yes, you know, I was fortunate, you know, when I was growing up, I had, you know, Joe, he buy, sell, and trade horses. So I was always throwing my leg on every horse. That's like the last night I rode Shad Mayfield's horse, and I never even been on him. So it was pretty cool to, you know, just jump on a horse and win a good check.
This Wrangler NFR appears to me to be special. I mean, you're up against a top 15 every night. What do you see the difference between here and out on the road in Texas or Louisiana, Washington, Oregon?
You know, it really doesn't matter. Either we here or, you know, Oregon and Washington, there's so many guys that rope good, so you always got to be on your A game.
To be at the capacity you are, you've probably had to adjust your life outside of the arena. Can you share with the youth that are listening that want to be in the majors like you are, what they can do outside and inside the arena to help themselves out?
You know, just being a good person, you know, and having a lot of help and good sponsors.
Yes, sir. Do you read the Bible?
I do.
Did you get to watch Joe Beaver in the Roy Cooper days, and what did you learn?
You know, not really, because I was, you know, still young, but I go back and watch all of Joe's roping videos. So I go back and watch all his roping videos, and it's pretty cool to see him and, you know, Roy Cooper going back and forth, just like, you know, Shad Mayfield and Riley Webb right now.
Yes, sir. Some guys don't have, like me, for example, first generation bareback rodeo guy. You don't really have the background or a pen full of horses or a Joe Beaver mentor. How do you suggest someone that maybe doesn't have all the opportunities that you've seen get into this and climb like you have?
You know, just getting with someone, you know, getting with somebody that want to help you and not just doing it just because, and, you know, just work hard at it and try to learn a lot.
Yes, sir. Any other things that you can share with Indian Country to the young men and young women out there listening to be the best that they can be like you have been?
You know, just always be respectful and, you know, and try your best.
That's words of our champion, a soft-spoken, modest, great champion, Mr. John Douch of Texas. John,
yes,
thank you very much.
Anytime.
God bless you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.